The Trees Project on RN. Stories of trees you've loved.
The garden, full of exotic fruit trees and natives. A small productive paradise. Vegetables growing in small spaces between the trees. Each tree a memory. A birth of a child. A burial of a beloved dog. A friendly gift, a permaculture meeting swap, and a big discussion about where it should go. 20 years of compost and mulch. Fruit and veggies produced abundantly from an inner city quarter acre block, feeding friends and family and annoying the neighbours. Bloody hippies, said the clipped grass and concrete professionals with their Range Rovers. Saka and Yasi arrived one long and terrifying night, and 20 years turned into a crushed mess of broken, shredded trees and limbs. We cried and couldn't get out our doors as the garden hemmed us in its misery. Two years on, and new trees and a new garden has started. Beloved old poplar gum tree in the front garden stays growing at an alarming angle and reminds us of the fury. There is more concrete and lawns all over town now as people are scared of trees. And my heart breaks at their fear. Nature's Blender by Lindy Collins.